Hi everyone, welcome back to East Coast Haunts. I'm MK.
And I'm Sam.
And I'm Zach.
We are covering today all the food that you can find at Halloween Horror Nights 33. We've got less than a month until Sam and I and Zach will be there. In case you missed it, Zach is my boyfriend. He will be joining us at the event this year. And we are all excited to stuff our faces. We've got some really good food and drinks on the menu for tonight. Not tonight. For
Halloween Heart.
I do wish. I can't wait. My mouth is watering already.
Yeah, so I was just telling Mary-Kate, I was like, I had to eat dinner before this. Otherwise, I would be, like, my mouth would be salivating. I hate that word. But
I literally already am.
And we also just talk about a bunch of different drinks. There's a lot going on here.
Yes. And you know us. We're just going to be getting trash at the event. So if you see us and we don't remember you, sorry. Just kidding.
Growing up, last year when we went, a guy was, like, projectile vomiting on the escalator as we left. And that was just, like, the cherry on top. That's going to be Zach this year.
I hope not.
He did give Zach vibes. Just kidding. Anyway, this is, if you like what you hear of this episode, this is just kind of like a taste of everything that we're going to get. I didn't even do that. This is just a taste of everything that you're going to get on our Patreon this year. Oh, Sam's dog Huckleberry. The food theme is coming
through. In clutch.
This is just like a little snippet of what you'll get on our Patreon this year, this Halloween Horror Nights season. We're going to give you like our reviews on all the houses as it's happening, our live reviews on the food and the event. Maybe if we can figure it out how to record in the houses, like you might get a little snippet of houses here and there.
So Zach's against that.
He's a not a spoiler guy.
Hate it.
Whatever.
And Mary-Kate is very much a spoiler girl, so it's a very interesting dynamic.
I read the endings of movies on Wikipedia before I watch them. I know.
And then she pretends that she figured out the ending.
Moving on to the food.
No. We watched Happy Death Day last week to prepare for the Blumhouse area here, and she acted like she knew the twist spoiler, and me knowing her habits, like, no way. I called her bullshit, and she did in fact look or see a TikTok of literally the entire plot twist and claim that she knew it as her own. So she's the biggest capper of all time.
Moving forward, Zach will no longer be invited on the podcast.
Yeah, that was
anyway. Yeah, that was rude to expose me on my own platform. It's crazy.
Like you predicted a twist and you just looked it up.
Does someone need a whambulance?
The people have to know. A whambulance? I never heard that. Is that what the kids are saying?
No. That's like what the millennials are saying.
Oh, even better.
So, okay, anyway. Back to the food. Let's start. So I think the way that we're going to do this is we're going to go back and forth, Sam and I, and give you the different food booths and the different drink and food options at each booth. And then we'll kind of give you like our general thoughts on them. And then at the end, we're going to give you our top five foods that we'd like to try at the event and our top five drinks and our top 10 food items.
And then also our number one, like, gross, I really don't want to try this item.
This, I had this clocked from the minute it was, like, I saw it online. I was like, sorry. Not me.
Yep. I know what yours is going to be because that was originally mine, but I changed mine.
Did you really?
Yep. You're going to have to wait and see.
I wonder what you think mine is going to be. And I wonder what yours is.
When someone reads out the description, I'll say what I think yours is.
Okay. All right. Without further ado, let's kick this off with our first food kiosk in Production Central. It's Insidious the Further. Okay, our food options for this booth are something called Eggs in the Further, which this name cracks me up every time I hear it. I feel like they could have tried a little bit harder.
Literally, like, zero effort. They were like, okay, so there's the Further. And this Like, that's an element of the movie, and also this dish has eggs in it. They're like eggs in the further. It all seems like kind of hilarious. Like, I actually enjoy it.
Yeah. I've heard this dish called so many things. Like, I've heard it called, like, toad in the hole, or, like, egg in the hole, or shakshuka. I don't even know. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. It's basically, but what it is it's a piece of jalapeno brioche with, like, an egg in the hole. So, like, they cut out a piece, like, a hole of the bread, and then they crack an egg in there, and then it's topped with shakshuka and feta cheese. Also, at this booth, you can get the last key pop, which is a red velvet cake pop with a chocolate key. The red door, which is a potato and onion filled hand pie, and it's shaped like a red door. And then for like unique beverage options here, you can get the Veil of Shadows, which is a white claw black cherry vodka, creme de cassis, I have no idea what that is, blackberry syrup, pineapple juice, sour mix, and a black licorice candy veil. Or you can get Beyond the Veil, which is, I believe, the mocktail version of the Veil of Shadows. All right. Thoughts?
Personally, I'm not an egg person. You'll like my palate's pretty picky. So eggs in the further probably won't be for me. But the red door has my attention because I like potatoes and I like onions. I don't know what like form of that is going to be in that pastry, but I'm excited to try that one.
Interesting. Okay.
Sam? Listen, I'm not going on this trip with the goal of eating healthy. I'm not at all. However, the amount of red dye 40 that I know is in the red door is crazy. And I don't think a human is meant to consume that much red dye 40 in one night. However, if you two want to get the red door, I will eat my portion of it, and I will not complain. And I also just think that the prices, we'll touch on this later, but the prices are insane for a lot of these things, I think.
I just want to pop in here and say, I just have been outed as like a pro spoiler person. So I have obviously watched my fair share of Halloween Horror Nights YouTube videos. And they did address it by saying, like, yes, the prices are kind of crazy, but also the portions are apparently, like, much larger than they were in past years. Okay. So that's something to keep in mind. I will not be getting the Veil of Shadows because I hate black licorice with a burning passion. And also creme de cassis, I think that's how you say it, is a black currant liqueur.
So it's take that. It's black currant's like a berry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which, I mean, honestly, probably isn't horrible, like, if you don't mind the taste of berries. But yeah, I also am not a licorice person, so. But I have thoughts on this one to add later.
Well, we'll see.
So, should we move on to our next booth?
Yes, please. Take it away.
So, I'm wondering, we're reading all these descriptions off of the Orlando Informer. So I'm wondering, should I read the Twisted Tater one or no? Should I just go past that?
Well, I mean, Twisted Taters are kind of like they're like a staple. So they will be back at the event this year. You can read like the seasoning they've included.
Yeah. So basically this little food booth, it's like just for Twisted Taters and it has some different drinks around it. Again, like Mary-Kate said, Twisted Taters are there every year. It's basically like, I'll read you the exact description. A fried, spiralized potato topped with a choice of seasoning. They have sour cream and chives, garlic parmesan, and seasoning salt. So it's almost like a hybrid between, it's like a spiralized potato, so it's super, super thin. So the inside, in an ideal world, is like, you know, the inside is like a little bit soft and fluffy, and the outside is like super crispy, like a potato chip. So, and those are $10 each, which, again, with pricing, but, you know, it is what it is. The beverage options, I believe most of these are available at a bunch of different the bar areas throughout Halloween Horror Nights. There's Ghoul Juice, which, Mary-Kate, is that available every year, the Ghoul Juice or whatever?
I don't know if it's available every year, but it was available last year. And spoiler alert, I was not a fan of this.
We didn't like, I believe it was way too sweet, right?
It was like too sweet, but then it had like, it had pimento bitters in it, which I just think is like disgusting.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for like a sweet and savory moment, but I remember not liking this, and I remember you really not liking it. So it has, in case you are, in case you're interested, it's got Meyer's dark rum, cherry brandy, simple syrup, mango nectar, lime juice, like Mary-Kate said, pimento bitters, and then Peychaud's bitters, which I don't really know what those are, but it just seemed like it's a lot of sweet ingredients, and we'll talk about this more later, but my main gripe with the Halloween Horror Nights drinks is like they're all served in like these big tubs, and I just feel like they're like there's no alcohol. I you're not like, if you're gonna pay almost $20 for an alcoholic beverage, like there should be at least one shot of alcohol in there, and to me it just doesn't, I don't feel the effects and I don't taste it. Not that I want to get sloshed, but I want to make sure I'm getting, like, if I'm going to spend the $18, like, I want to make sure
No, you want to make sure that you have a good time going through the Insidious house. That's what you want to make sure.
Yeah, because that's terrifying. So, I'll just go through the rest of these really quick. Other options at the, at the Transformers Fanta bar, there's the Surreal Soda, which is, vodka, Fanta Orange, Sprite, and Blue Raspberry. Just gonna move on past that. There's the Dead Meridian, which is tequila, chipotle, pineapple syrup, basil essence, Fanta, and it's garnished with a little pineapple wedge. There's Creepy Cola, which is a Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 whiskey, Coca-Cola Classic, black cherry puree, stone fruit syrup, and gummy creepy crawlers. And then basically you can just make your own premium cocktail mixed with your choice of liquor. And then there's a couple different IPAs and beers that you can choose from. So that this is just kind of like the place, I guess, to visit that doesn't have a specific theme to it. But it's a place to stop if you are thirsty or want a Twisted Tater.
Slay. As our resident beer expert, do you want to tell the people what beer they can get at the event?
Sure. So at this Transformers bar, we got the Crooked Can Bloody Murder IPA. Ooh. We have a Whole Hog Pumpkin Ale. So that's interesting. A Hacker Shore Oktoberfest. I guess that's the brewery, I would assume. And Bud Light.
Very good. All right, our next food booth is the Twilight Tavern, which I believe is the food booth that's based around the Universal Monsters Eternal Bloodlines house.
Yeah.
So for your food options, you're going to have In the Fog Fish and Chips, which is crispy beer-battered cod nuggets, malt vinegar aioli, and pub fries. Forbidden Falafel, which is crispy falafel with tomato cucumber salad and tzatziki inside a warm pita. The Bride's Cake, which is a chocolate-coated three-tier vanilla cake with raspberry jam. And then the specialty drink at this booth is the Sarcophagus Spiced Cider, which is Cuervo Traditional Vodka, Liquid Alchemist Tamarindo Syrup, lime and orange juices. And then in addition to that, you'll have your Cursed Cranberry Vodka Spritz, Voodoo Brewing Company Lacto Cooler, which is, I believe, available every year, Miller Lite, Neutral, and Modelo. Any thoughts here?
I'm excited for those fish and chips. That's my
Me
thought.
Me too.
Okay. Fish and chips would be last on my list because I don't like fish.
Womp womp.
Dang, I always forget that. I always, even though it's like fried and yummy and like bar foody, would you even try a bite of it?
I will always try a bite of it.
It's literally not even worth wasting a bite on it.
It's expensive little fish and chips, so I don't know if it's worth the bite.
I literally would eat every single thing at this booth. This looks so delicious.
The Forbidden Falafel, I was watching a YouTuber, and it looked she was, like, describing it, and it looked, like, really good. And it sounds really good. She was, like, and it was, like, fresh and, like, refreshing. I was, like,
I am all over that tomato cucumber salad. I love a tomato cucumber salad.
Yeah, as do I. It kind of reminds me of like cava.
I know. Oh, cava's so good.
They've gotten a little bit stingy with their portion sizes at cava, though. Anyway,
you're not wrong.
Oh, and then of course also that spice sarcophagus cider sounds good, but I think we'll probably both have that in our top five, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least I do, so we'll discuss it later. Zach, you're a big fan of Ghostbusters, so do you want to read this next one out?
Sure. And funny enough, probably in my top three we've even talked about so far. So first we have the Slimer's Korean Corn Dog. That's a Korean cheese dog with Fritos, coated with Cheetos powder, ghost pepper spice, sage derby cheese, and mozzarella.
Yum.
Yum. And then we have another corn dog in the Frozen Death Chill, which is a Korean corn dog dipped mint cheesecake with bugles and glitter. Yum. And then we also have the, I think what's probably the most popular of all the desserts.
Right, yeah.
And the Mini Stay Puft S'more. It's literally just a s'more shaped like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on a chocolate bar and graham crackers. Pretty much just a fun take on a s'more, which is fire.
Yum.
I'm in. Yeah, so food options, all dubs. Beverage options, we have the Class V Concoction, which is New Amsterdam Vodka, Saint Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Kiwi Syrup, Honeydew Melon Syrup, Lime Juice, Vanilla Bean Essence, and Fluffed Marshmallow Topping. Another dub. And then finally, Garaka's Icy Breath here, which is Honeydew Syrup, Lime Juice, Blue Curacao, Elderflower Syrup, and Fluffed Marshmallow.
So that's just the mocktail version of the Class V Concoction.
Yeah, just, okay, so not as much of a dub.
Okay, so we got to hear Zach's thoughts on this food. Sam, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think that obviously the s'more, like Zach said, the s'mores is like definitely the most Instagrammable thing, I think, of the entire... What's it called? Honestly, I feel like saying something's Instagrammable, though, now sounds like so, like, chuggy to me, so maybe I should say, like, TikTokable. But anyway, that sounds good. I think we have to get the Slimer's Corn Dog, even though it's, like, low-key disgusting that it's green cheese. It's fun. Obviously. Whatever. Frozen Death Chill, I don't need the bugles and glitter. Also, I love cheesecake, but... I don't know if I would have chosen a mint cheesecake, but I get that it's supposed to be like cool and ice and stuff. So these are fun and exciting. I'm excited to try them.
Okay, very good. I'm gonna get on a soapbox here for a second, I'm gonna say, people who are still pretending in the year of our Lord 2024 that you don't like hot dogs, give it up. They're delicious, and I've spent too many years hiding my true opinion on them. I love a hot dog, and the Korean corn dog that Sam and I got at the event last year was the most delicious thing ever. I think about that corn dog, I would say, once a week. So I'm very excited for this corn dog.
I also, I will say, like, hot dogs, like, people are so snooty about them. Like, I don't know if it's the shape. I don't know if it's the...
The fact that it's processed meat, sliced into a log.
Listen. My only issue with hot dogs is, because as you know, I don't eat pork. So if it was an all beef hot dog, my only thing is, like, I read ingredient labels now. Like, it's a newer thing of mine that I've started to do. And I read for a hot dog or sausage or something, and I see that there's like, it's like in the intestine. Trigger warning to anyone that wants to enjoy hot dogs. I don't want to ruin it for you. Like, it says that it's, like, in an intestinal lining. It, like, ruins it for me.
So, I'm talking about, not like... No, I feel like that's, like, the good, like, authentic ones are, like, I think, in the intestinal lining, but...
You're talking about the Costco.
I'm talking about, like, a good, sleazy hot dog that you get after playing 9 holes of golf on a golf course. That is the hot dog.
I did not know that was a thing.
This is where I expose myself as a golfer, too. But we all knew. No, there's truly there's nothing that hits more than a dog at the turn. Anyway, moving on. Sam, you want to take this next booth?
I would love to. All right, next we're going to do A Quiet Place. Sorry, that was horrible. We're going to do A Quiet Place. And we are going to start with the food. So if you've seen A Quiet Place, you know that the family, the Abbotts, they live on this like farm, this abandoned farm. So the first food choice is going to be the Abbott Farm Corn Chowder, which is a creamy stew with shrimp, corn, and vegetables. Next up is Millbrook's Baked Beans, which is quietly cooked baked beans with mashed potatoes, cheddar cheese, and a cornbread muffin. Then we have the Wooden Board Eclair, which I would say is maybe the second most photographed food in this year's lineup at Halloween Horror Nights. The Wooden Board Eclair, of course, is from that iconic scene where Emily Blunt, like, steps on a nail and she has to, like, not scream. It's really gross. Anyway, This has spicy dark chocolate pastry cream filled with eclair. Oh, God, don't listen to me. It's a spicy dark chocolate pastry cream filled eclair. They need to use some dashes in there. Dipped in chocolate ganache with a bloody chocolate plank. Then for beverages, we have, of course, actually just one beverage. It's called Raining Blood. It's got bourbon, Fallernum, whatever the heck that is. We'll have to look that up. It's got that creme de cassis again, which is like that, berry liqueur, or berry creme, whatever. There's blackberry syrup, lemon juice, and a hint of smoked sea salt. And of course it's served in this like souvenir light bulb, which, if you've seen A Quiet Place, they turn the light bulbs red when they're either when they're in danger or when she was giving birth. I'm not sure what the reason was, but you're drinking your drink out of this red light bulb and it's really cool looking.
Okay, so Fallernum is a spicy syrup used in tropical drinks with flavors of ginger, lime, almond, cloves, or allspice. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Okay, very good. Cool. All right. I'm going to give my thoughts on this. Everything here sounds delicious. Not sure about a corn chowder, like a shrimp corn chowder in the Florida heat at like 2 a.m.
I didn't
stop it from making my list, though. I'll be honest. I fear the baked beans, like the event already like didn't smell awesome last year, and I fear it's getting so worse with the option of baked beans on the menu. Also, Zach, would you like to comment, because this food booth sounds like your personal hell?
Yeah, I mean, it's like all things that have potential and then they just ruin it.
Womp womp.
Like, I don't know, they can make a good— never mind. No, I'm looking at it further. The eclair is fine. Honestly, the baked beans and corn chowder I'll be passing on personally. But the cornbread muffin and the baked beans sounds good. That's about it.
So you just have to eat around the parts that you don't like.
Yeah, baked beans, not my thing. Not my thing.
Wait, you just said baked beans sound good. Didn't you just say baked beans sounds good?
No. Not.
Bro's contradicting. Bro just proved himself.
Personally, not a big person. Definitely not a shrimp person. A lot of L's this booth for me, unfortunately.
Sad.
Zach. Fine, yeah. Fair enough. Let him speak his truth.
He should remain silent. Okay, the next up is, I'm going to take this HHN bar and also Triplets of Terror, because there's like two drinks at the HHN bar. Yeah. And I'm having so much fun with this. Okay.
I know, it's too fun.
My mouth is still watering. Okay, so the next unique drink is at this HHN bar. It's called the Murderita. It's traditional tequila, triple sec, lime juice, agave nectar, and a hint of salt. And then also the Quick to Die Margarita, which is traditional tequila, Cazadores Cafe, Hayden's espresso liqueur, lime juice, and sugar. Thoughts, questions, comments?
Quick to Die Margarita is a yes. And on that one, look, it's like an espresso martini with tequila as the alcohol.
It's like an espresso margarita.
Espresso margarita,
it's
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have anything like espresso martini related besides the espresso liqueur. So it's not like it's gonna be like.
And the Casa Doris Cafe, I think, is also.
Casa Doris. It is. Oh, you're right. So maybe you're right. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a crazy combination, but I do want to try it.
It's a coffee. It's a coffee tequila. My interest is so piqued by this because my favorite drink in the world is an espresso martini, and you already know your girl's gonna be taking down a couple of those.
I'm excited. Quick to die.
Quick Fun to die. Like a James Bond movie, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
All right, let's move on to Triplets of Terror. The food options here are a Say cheeseburger, an all beef patty on a cheese bun with American cheese, white cheddar, lettuce, tomato, red onion, and dill pickle aioli. The Bloody Goodie Bag, which is crispy chicken chunks with fries, pepper and onion mix, and a bloody good sauce. The Slashed Siblings Sweet Sampler, which is a bubblegum mousse balloon, funfetti cupcake, and a chocolate cheesecake cone trio. And then they have some different IPAs and actually beer flights here from Three Daughters, which I can assume is... I don't know. What do you
Three
call
Daughters
that?
Is a brewery.
Thank you. I was going to say a local brewery, but is it?
I've heard of them. So.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, so here we have Three Daughters Brewing Awake Coffee Blonde, Florida Ooh. Orange IPA, Rod Bender Amber Ale, and then you can get a flight with all three of them.
Oh, that's fun. A little flight.
I'll have to indulge in the flight myself.
I want a sip of each of those. What do we think about the food options?
Bloody Goodie Bag, the name. Let's be creative. I mean, I can't think of a better name right now off the top of my head, granted. So maybe Bloody I shouldn't say that.
It's giving eggs in the...
Bloody Goodie Bag. Yeah, I'm just like, okay. But Slashed Sibling Sweet Sampler... Love the name. Love the idea. I think it's so fun that it's like you get a little flight of desserts, one for each of the siblings. I'm really excited for
that. I know, that's so fun. I'm really excited for that one. Zach, you have nothing to say about the Say Cheeseburger?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a regular burger.
That's the general consensus on that.
Like, if it was a fancy form of burger, like there was a one between donuts, that would get me excited. But this is a regular burger, so there's nothing really that... Gets me, like, I love burgers, but at the end of the day, I'd rather try something a little more fancy and, like, unique than just
a little bit different. Yeah, because you can get this, like, anywhere else for less money, and it'll probably be just as good or better.
Certainly.
Very true. All right, who wants to take the Slaughter Cinema 2 booth?
Zachary, that's all you.
Well, it seems like me. All right, so we have the Summer Camp Dog, which is a deep-fried, all-beef Nathan's hot dog topped with Tostitos nacho cheese, baked beans, pepper relish, and Doritos crumble.
That's crazy.
Dub besides the baked beans. Dub. Nah, that's good. The Ropa Vieja Walking Taco. It's just a walking taco, essentially.
But yes. Read it out.
Doritos Ropa Vieja. I really don't know what that is.
It's like
Salsa Roja. Lettuce, sour cream, and Monterey Jack cheese.
Can you please put some respect on the Walking Taco's name?
Ropa Vieja.
It's like a stewed
beef. Okay.
I think it's like, hold on. Ropa Vieja is... Oh my god. Hold on. It is... Oh god, this looks so good. It is a classic Cuban dish of shredded beef simmered in a tomato-based sauce.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was like a regular walking taco. That's going to have to bump up the list now.
It's on Doritos.
If it's like a regular old like beef, like regular like hamburger beef type thing. But this sounds a lot better now. But then we have the Rocks from Hell. We also have a vegan version of it, which is Fritos, vegan chili, vegan sour cream, lettuce, Diablo sauce, and vegan cheddar cheese. Okay. We have the Rocks from Hell, which is crispy jalapeno and cheddar cheese stuffed lumps of coal. I don't know why they call them lumps of coal. I don't know how that really applies here.
Have you seen a picture of them?
Oh, they look, are just they all look black. Like,
yeah.
They look disgusting.
We have the cinema popcorn, which is literally just popcorn with flaming hot Cheetos flavoring, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then for our beverage, we have the Shirley Black, which is Cathead Vodka Raspberry, Rothman and Winter Orchard Cherry Liqueur, Tart Cherry Syrup, Lemon Juice. I can't pronounce Orchard. There we go. Orchard. There's some words I just like struggle. I don't know. That's one of them. Blueberry Popping Boba and Sprite.
Ooh. All right. Let me give my thoughts. Everything good I had to say about the hot dog earlier, the humble hot dog, I'm taking it away from this summer camp dog. I actually I'm sure it's fine. And actually, probably realistically, I would pay $10 to try this. I think it's either going to be like really good or really bad, but I think this is going to be the carnival dog of last year.
Like, looking back, like at least the carnival dog, like as you know, we regret not having it. If you guys don't know what it is, carnival dog was an insane hot dog. It was like a Kool-Aid. It was like a cotton candy flavored bun and like a Kool-Aid flavored like pickle.
It was a funfetti bun.
Yeah,
the Kool-Aid pickle, a bright red hot dog.
And there was like bubblegum flavored mustard or something.
Ew, that was what got me.
Which like, is gross, but I'm like, at least that one, like it went with like the carnival theme. Like this one, I'm like, I don't know. It just like the picture too, I'm just like, it's not giving me any excitement. And the beans look like...
They look gross. Like,
yeah, the beans don't look good at all. And, like, the Cheetos.
If it didn't have the beans on it, I think I would really enjoy this hot dog. I love a pepper relish.
I do, too. Cheetos are also throwing me off because I'm like, I know it's going to be soggy. You know what I mean?
I don't know. They kind of, like...
I'm going to try this one. I'm going to crush one of these. I'll let you know how it is. Don't worry.
I didn't have a bite, so...
Okay, good.
The only thing throwing me off is the baked beans, which I've made a point I don't really love. But I feel like here, they're probably get overpowered by everything else, so they're okay.
Yeah, you probably won't even notice them.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you want to take Major Sweets Candy Factory?
I would love to. So next up, like Mary-Kate just said, we got Major Sweets Candy Factory. It's going to be a lot of sweet candy flavor, candy-themed foods, right? Of course, first we have the poison apple, which looks like a candy-covered apple, but it's actually a caramel mousse with an apple filling and streusel cake. And there's a nice, cute little gummy worm on it. There's the African lentil and potato sambusa coffin, which I'm not really sure how this has anything to do with the Major Sweets Candy Factory, but I guess maybe they don't all have to be like perfectly themed to their house. Anyway, this is African spiced lentils and potatoes entombed in a vegan pie dough. So this is a nice vegan option. And then there's the Cyclops cup, which is a frozen peanut butter cup with a candy eyeball. Again, kind of phoning it in there, but whatever. Then we've got Then for the drinks, we've got the sour cherry lemonade boba. Which is $12.25, non-alcoholic, which is crazy because like $12.25 for an alcoholic beverage
is
like
no insanity.
Yeah. So this is popping lychee boba with sour cherry, twisted gummies, sprinkles, topped with whipped topping and Sprite. Jail immediately, but no thank you. For drinks, they've got all the other ones that we've talked about before. They've got the ghoul juice that we talked about, the surreal soda that we talked about. Then there's also the sinister spritz. Have we discussed this one yet?
We have not, no.
So So this one is like, I guess they're taking on an Aperol spritz. It's got New Amsterdam vodka, Aperol Aperitivo, and Fanta Orange, which also I feel like Fanta, Mary-Kate, tell me if this was also like this last year. Fanta must have like some sort of insane deal with Universal because there is Fanta in like almost
In
every single one of these
everything.
drinks, even when like it
I
doesn't
think
need to
it's a
be.
new partnership.
Okay, yeah, they're definitely like a lot of the drinks. I'm like, oh, it would look so good, but the Fanta added to it, I'm like, I know it's gonna be so sweet, like overly sweet.
Yeah.
But that's just because I'm so sophisticated and mature, you know? Just kidding. I love
Yes,
soda.
can't you
Anyway.
can't.
So then lastly we have the Black Cat's Reprieve, which is a fun name. It's got Bacardi Superior Rum, it's got lime juice, watermelon syrup, simple syrup, and Fanta Pineapple, which before they got the Fanta Pineapple, I was like, oh my God, that sounds so good. Even with the Fanta Pineapple, I still think it sounds pretty good.
I would try that, I think.
Honestly,
I don't
I
know if
don't
it
think I
comes into
need.
my top 5 drinks, but
Yeah, right.
I
But
would
I don't
do
think
that.
that from the food options, I don't need anything from this booth.
I agree. I agree. I think this is a skip booth for me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nothing like the
Nothing jumping out.
I know the poison apple and Cyclops cup would be good,
Yeah.
but there's other desserts that have sounded better to me, so
I
Yeah,
agree.
agreed.
All right, let me. What if I went a little bit out of order here and let
Yeah, we
Sam
don't need to do
take
that.
the Goblin's Feast because I know that's her most hyped house, and I'll take Monstruos.
Yeah, I love that. I would
All right,
love that.
so the Monstruos, Monsters of Latin America. They have the Heartbeat Tostada, which is red beet tartare with hummus, vegan feta, and watercress on a crispy tortilla. Spinal Column Pinchos, which are grilled chicken tenders with red chimichurri. Pork Carniceria, which is slow roasted mojo pork, mole sauce, and a tortilla. And a chocolate tres leches, which is milk soaked chocolate cake with whipped topping and canela, which I don't know what that is. And they have the, okay, hold on, I'm not going to screw this up. Depredadora, which is silver spirit silver rum, aperitivo mango syrup, pineapple lime juices, disco inferno bitters, and pomegranate seeds.
Lot going on there.
Lot going on there, but I think every single food item at this booth sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, wins all around here, no
Yeah.
doubt.
I'm pretty sure that like all the reviews that I've seen on YouTube, everyone says like this is the best food booth overall.
I believe it.
The
That tres
pork.
leches cake looks so good.
Slow roasted pork will rate very highly for me. Same with the spinal column
Yeah.
pinchos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
All right,
hate the
Sam.
name Spinal Column Pinchos. It grosses
Me
me out,
too. It
but
freaks me out.
I guess
Freaks
that's
me
what
out.
it's doing its job. So good job, guys. All right, so
About to
then,
feel
okay,
like
I
a
guess.
chupacabra devouring that thing.
Okay, anyway.
It's
This
like
has
the
been
one,
tough.
it's like the one monster that's not in this house.
Wait, why is the chupacabra not in Latin America? Isn't that what he's. There's a.
There's
Because
a,
we
yeah, but they
already.
did a Chupacabra house. You
Oh,
it was like
God.
House of the, yeah. Catch up that. Wait, so okay, is Goblin's Feast the last one?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's wrap it up with Goblin's Feast. We have the very much anticipated Harissa Barbecue Turkey Wing, which is this giant picture, a chicken wing, but way bigger. It's a crispy turkey wing coated with a spicy Harissa barbecue sauce. And then there are two vegan options here. One of them is pumpkin guts, which is a pumpkin, I'm sorry, which is a butternut squash and zucchini noodle mixture with pumpkin seeds and vegan butter inside of an acorn squash. And then there's the goblin pie, which is a baked mini apple pie with sugar, sorry, with cinnamon sugar and a bloody raspberry jam. What do we think of these, you guys?
I am so excited for the turkey wing.
Yeah.
I
Big turkey
that
girls.
will it will be done. big turkey leg ladies will be, excuse my language, fucking one of those up in the park. For sure.
At least one.
What do you think?
So you guys definitely are more of a fan of this one than me. I'm just not a goblin like you guys, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
You won't be gobbling on that turkey wing.
I'll have a bite or two, but there's other meats throughout the park that would interest me more.
Other meats to be eaten. Fair enough.
All right. I think we missed like two or three drinks, so I'm just going to run through those really quickly and then we can do our rankings. Yeah. All right. Here's the Eye of Otis. It's gin, lemon juice, lychee syrup, prickly pear syrup, tonic Sprite topped with a lychee blueberry eye. Soured Sunshine, which is Old Forester bourbon, lemon juice, simple syrup, and Fanta orange.
Ornate.
And the Fanta Rita, which is traditional silver tequila, lime juice, simple syrup, and Fanta orange.
Again, with the names, they're killing me. Fanta Rita.
I agree.
Stop. Like, just enough Fanta, please. I beg you.
They're shoving the Fanta down. Like, this makes me not want to drink Fanta. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just got to the picture part of this article. Everything looks good. Well, not everything, but most things look really good.
Almost everything looks good, yeah.
Please. My mouth is watering. Someone start the list.
Okay, so let's start off with our top. Should we start with drinks or should we start with food?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do our top five drinks.
Okay. Okay, I'll start if you want me to.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm going to start, and this is in no particular order. I'm going to start with the Quick to Die Margarita, which is the one that is basically the espresso martini, but instead of like vodka, it's tequila. I just think it's so interesting. There's a chance that it could be really bad, but there's also a chance that it could be delicious. So I'm excited to try that. I'm wondering if I'm assuming all of these are the kind that's like pre-mixed and then they just pour them in there.
No, not all of them are. Only a few of them are. I know they said there's more.
Right?
There's less pre-mixed ones this year.
Really? Oh, that makes me so happy. Because I feel like that was a huge like bummer last year because they all just tasted like just like straight up sugar.
Sugar.
So, Quick to Die Margarita is one of mine. Creepy Cola, which is like that whiskey and Coke, is one of mine because I think the creepy crawler gummy things sound cute. I'm a simple
I think it was
girl.
A rum and Coke, no?
No, it was whiskey. It's a Jack and Coke, yeah.
Oh,
it was
Jack and Coke.
With cherry.
Yeah. That's another one. I think that's one that's not pre-made, I don't think, which is a win in my book. And also, I just thought it sounded good and fun.
Yes.
The Shirley Black, kind of a weird mix, but I was intrigued. It had like the raspberry vodka, the cherry liqueur, tart cherry syrup. It sounds like nice and fun and sour, and then the popping boba. I feel like it kind of sounded fun. And also, I'm assuming it's like a play on Shirley Temple, right? Or no?
I think so, probably.
But I'm picturing it like all black, so I feel like that would be kind of cool to look at. So I think that one sounds good. Oh, Sarcophagus Spiced Cider, 'tis the season. I think it sounds yummy and fun and Halloween-y. And then lastly, this is kind of crazy, but my number five is the premium cocktail mixed with your choice of liquor. Because I was so salty from last year about how you didn't get enough alcohol. And I know that makes me sound so crazy, but, like, it's just, like, the principle of it. I'm like, if you're going to pay $20 for a drink, like, you want to make sure you're not getting cheated. So that's why that's my number five. Great.
What if I told you I had three of the same top five as you?
Is that why you guys were being all,
Yes, that's why we were laughing on the screen.
I was like, what did I do? I got so insecure.
No, it was in the order. All right, so I also have the Creepy Cola. I have the Sinister Spritz. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I have the Creepy Cola, Quick to Die Margarita, and the Shirley Black. And then I also have the Sinister Spritz because I went to Italy this summer and I've been on my Aperol grind. And then I also have the Class 5 concoction, which I have on there simply because of the marshmallow fluff topping.
Yeah,
because
fair.
For the nostalgia. I probably haven't had marshmallow fluff in like 15 years at least. And I need to taste it.
Yeah, it's got to be. And it's just, it is kind of like a fun little treat. I also think that it's good that we have so many similar ones because now we can just share because there's no way we would be able to afford all of these on our own.
Very fair.
My top five had Creepy Cola 5. Just a regular, like a kind of a, like a fun take on a Jack and Coke. Rum or Coke or Jack and Coke. I actually prefer the Jack and Coke, so once I heard that, that bumped up. The Black Cat's Reprieve is my number four. It's the rum infused in watermelon syrup. Sounded really fun. It sounded like a favorite rum drink that they have. The Dead Meridian was my number three, which was like kind of my favorite margarita type of drink they had.
Yeah, that did sound
good. It was a tequila with chipotle pineapple syrup, which sounded – and so that sounded really unique, so I want to try that one.
One thing about Zach is that he'll mess up a spicy or a smoky drink.
Yeah. And then my top two were the Class V option and the Quick to Die margarita. Those were easily top two in my opinion.
Slay! Okay, so I think
we have so much overlap. This is perfect. Did you like the Class V concoction because of the theming or because of the ingredients?
Mix of both. Actually, like the actual drink, if it was just a drink without the theme, probably be like toward the back of this list in my top five, maybe even off it. But the theming makes it like a must get in my opinion.
Yeah. That marshmallow fluff.
Some marshmallow fluff on top. I mean, come on.
All right, why don't we go in reverse order now? Zach, give us your top 10 foods.
Top 10 foods. All right. As we were going through them all, I was just ranking them all.
Oh, my God. Everything ranked.
I have all 30 ranked. So,
and all 18 drinks.
And all the drinks. Yeah, I ranked everything.
Oh, no. I always forget that you can't see.
Oh, that's a lot of text. Zach, you were busy. You were busy over there. My God.
All right. So, number 10. Well, also, all the way at the end, it's four-way tie. Baked beans, eggs in the further, corn chowder, in the fog, fish and chips. All L's. Will not be trying any of them. Just kidding. I'll try them all. But they're all my L's.
That's so lame. Okay.
I literally don't like any of those foods, so I don't know how I was supposed to rank them any higher. But to my actual top 10, I got tie between the Red Door and Summer Camp Dog. I don't think the Summer Camp Dog's gonna be that good, but I'm so curious. It's a must.
And right. Kind of is a must try beer.
And again, if the baked beans aren't that bad, I actually think I'm gonna crush them. I think I'm gonna crush it.
Good.
The Red Door is tied with it because it's a little more simple.
Zach, you want to tell the people what your record is for eating a hot dog?
Yeah. Whenever I get drunk nowadays, I like to see how quickly I can eat a hot dog. So you know, I get the cup of water, I do the whole competition, Joey Chestnut thing, and I dunk that thing, and I got 14 seconds last time, and I think I can beat it. But
we can't get you the Heimlich maneuver at Halloween Horror Nights, so I need you to be extra careful.
I chew my food, don't worry. It goes down. I'm not swallowing the whole blue. 14 seconds?
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty good. With bun, of course. So, no, that was good. But the red door's 10. I'm going to go a little quickly here. So the Rocks from Hell's 9. It's just a jalapeno popper. So, I mean, fire. The Sweet Sampler 8, because I don't know. I don't know if it was – that probably taste-wise is not going to be me close to top 10, but it looks fun. And the Cheesecake one in particular looks very interesting. The Bloody Goodie Bag 7. I think it's just going to be fun. I kind of like that one. I know you guys are on the walking taco from that. Or is that from that? Oh, never mind. But in terms of like that type of food, you guys are probably preferring the walking taco. But I'm going to take the Bloody Goodie Bag. The Stay Puft Marshmallow 6. Just a classic s'more. You know, you got to get the photo. The Forbidden Falafel 5. Sounded delicious to me.
Zach,
Spinal Column Pinchos 4. And then pretty much the top four is dominated by Latin America and Ghostbusters. I have Frozen Death Chill 3, which is that Korean cheesecake dog. The pork carnicera is 2. Absolutely sound delicious. And Slimer's Korean Core Dog, 1, no question. Might get one both nights were there. Almost certainly get one, but I'll be taking them now.
Okay, that's a solid list. I would say everything on there sounds good to me. Your top few worst ones are crazy to me, but that's okay.
I know. I think they're crazy too, especially because I think his absolute last one is like one of my number one foods that I have to get.
Y'all can eat that one. I'll chill.
Yeah. So
wait, Mary, before you say yours, can I say something really quickly? So how I was saying, oh, like it's supposed to be a playoff, like the Shirley Black. I was like, oh, it's supposed to be a playoff the Shirley Temple. Like maybe it's all black. So I looked up Shirley Black, and Shirley Temple's real name was Shirley Temple Black.
Oh,
so it's like I guess it's named off, and you know, because it's also at, like the cinema booth or whatever, like the movie booth. So I
thought that was pretty
cool, right?
How smart of you for putting that together. I would have never, didn't even register that as like a play on Shirley Temple.
Isn't that cool? Anyway, continue.
That is actually, I really like that. All right. So my number one, I have to just get this out of the way, is the In the Fog fish and chips. It's up there. It's like one of my number ones. Okay. These are in no particular order.
Okay.
I want to try the Rocks from Hell. Just because I love a jalapeno popper, and I've also heard they're really good.
Yeah.
The Frozen Death Chill, I feel like, is just a must try. I feel like I'm going to regret it if I don't try it.
Yeah.
I'll take the rest.
The Korean corn dog, obviously. Obviously. Yeah. The Slash Siblings Sweet Sampler.
Gorgeous.
Spinal Column Pinchos. Obviously have to do the Harissa barbecue turkey wing.
Clearly.
The pork carniceria. I got to do the eggs and the further.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
And to continue my saga from last year, I will be getting a walking taco if it kills me.
And it should be one of the first things that we get. Like, we should come hungry for dinner. Because last year, our fatal error was waiting until the end. Oh my god, we were so dumb. I don't know what we were thinking. Oh my god, it was so bad. I felt so bad.
I kind of forgotten about it. Then I was like, oh my god, the walkie taco.
And then we went, and they were like, and they like definitely like just sold out. Like, oh my god,
so sad.
It will not happen this year.
Tragic. No, it won't. We won't make the same error.
So my list is almost identical to yours, I think. I think the only thing that the only difference is instead of the pork one that you did, I did the twisted tater. I'm pretty sure it's the exact same otherwise. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think all those sound so good. I think the Ropa Vieja walking taco, that's more like a dinner vibe. And the rest, and then eggs in the further. From the videos that I watched, apparently it's pretty hefty. So like you and I, since Zach doesn't like egg, we'll definitely be able to share that. It's like a nice little snacky snack.
I'm literally so excited.
I know. I feel like the food lineup looks really, really good. But really quickly, there are a couple that don't look very good. What is your definite no, drink-wise and food-wise?
Okay.
If you have them, or unless you want to stay fully open-minded.
No, I definitely have them. I'm just kind of, I like forgot to write them down. I was going to say the summer camp dog is my absolute no, but here's the thing is that I will try anything once.
Yes. Well, and we also ended up regretting not getting the carnival dog last year, so it's like, well, what if it happens again? You know?
Exactly.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true. So, as far as, like, absolute no's as food goes, again, like, I pretty much will eat anything. Oh, I mean, yeah,
But wait, hold on. Sorry, I got distracted. Just a few things that I probably will not get. Yes. I would say probably not going to get the say cheeseburger, just because it sounds like regular cheeseburger. And honestly, like, that might be it.
That's so fair.
I would not try anything else. As far as drinks go, just anything that sounds too sweet is not for your girl. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not getting Ghoul Juice again. It's not happening.
Yeah, no. That already happened. We've had enough to last a lifetime, I think.
Yes, I agree.
I also think I'm not going to get drink-wise Beyond the Veil, and I don't think you are either.
Oh, me either. Yeah.
Neither of the Behind the Veil drinks.
I just remembered another drink that I'm not getting.
Yes.
But maybe you are going to bring it up.
No, I just had the two drinks from Insidious, because that like veil thing sounds nasty, like the licorice stuff.
I'm not getting the one from A Quiet Place, because apparently it's like disgusting.
Yeah, and also, yeah, I know that it's kind of sounds weird. I love the presentation of it, but it's not worth. It's just not worth. And then my only food that I put on here that I definitely wouldn't get, which is like, I have a reason for it. The Last Key Cake Pop, which is like very random, but it's $7. I love cake pops. I love red velvet cake, but it's $7, which I think is insane. And then last year, if you remember, I got like a cake ball or something at the tribute store, and it was like so disappointing. It tasted so artificial and fake. And so I have a feeling it's going to be the same with this. And even if it was delicious, like, I'm not going to pay $7 for a cake pop.
Have you seen it, though?
Yes,
it's a massive cake pop.
Okay, it's bigger than the average. Hold on, Last Key Cake Pop.
It's like the size of a popsicle. That's like...
Okay, then that makes it... Oh, yeah, okay, I'm seeing. It is... Okay. Okay.
I'm probably not going to end up getting that.
But I will say that actually seeing it, it's a lot bigger, so that it justifies the price a little bit.
I agree.
Dang, wait, maybe I want it now. Now that I know it's not.
Hold on, taking it off the list.
Because the one that I had at the tribute store last year was so disappointing, and it was tiny. So I was picturing that, but yeah, looking at this, I'm like, actually.
Hold on.
But I'd much rather have, like, the Sibling Slasher Trio and the Stay Puffed and the, the Bloody Wooden Eclair or whatever. So I'll probably end up passing also, on that anyway.
One other thing that, like, didn't appeal to me at all is the, like, caramel apple. I think it looks good to me.
But it looks, pictures make it look really small, so I just feel like it's not worth the money.
Yeah, I agree. But on that note, I'm ready to go eat some dinner because I am starving.
I've been talking about food for an hour, I know.
Like, literally, we're almost at an hour and I am so hungry.
It's time. Go eat. We hope you guys enjoyed. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to hear more content like this as we gear up for Halloween Horror Nights.
Hell yeah, you got 1 month. Not even. So sign up. Yet.
All right.
You get access to all of our... You get access to all of our other episodes, too, that we've already done. Now you can say. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh. Very good.